Welcome back, everybody. You know I'm all about those origin stories, and today we're going way back, over 150 years back, actually, with Frostbank. It's a Texas institution now, but get this, they started with a tiny little store. Not exactly the high finance image, right?
Right, and hold on tight, because their journey, well, let's just say it's got some serious ups and downs. It's not just about making it through tough times. It's about coming out on top afterward.
That's what's got me hooked. So rewind with me to 1868. Forget those fancy bank buildings. We're talking about T.C. Frost, the man himself, opening up a simple mercantile store in San Antonio.
Think about it, Texas, right after the Civil War, people need the essentials, supplies, a way to trade, someone they can actually trust. T.C. Frost, he understood that. He built his whole business on filling those gaps, on really knowing what Texas needed before anyone was even using the word customer.
And that connection to Texas, it's more than just a business strategy, wouldn't you say? I mean, this is a state that's seen it all, booms, busts, the works. And through it all, Frost Bank has been right there, rolling with the punches for over a century.
And here's the thing. They didn't just roll with those punches. They took them head on. We're talking the Great Depression, the banking collapse in the 80s, even those more recent financial scares. They weathered all of that without needing a bailout while others were falling apart.
Okay, now that's impressive. So what's their secret? Was it pure luck or is there a method to all this? I mean, playing it safe with banking can only get you so far, right?
It's not just about playing it safe. It's how they played it safe. Take the Great Depression, right? Over 5,000 banks went belly up across the U.S., but not Frost. Their strategy. They knew Texas like the back of their hand. They knew their customers, understood those farmers, ranchers, businesses. And they were really careful about who they loaned money to, always making sure they had enough in reserve. Basically, they stuck to their guns, stuck to their roots, and that gave them a stability you just didn't see elsewhere.
So it wasn't about saying no to everyone who needed a loan. It was about saying yes to the right ones, the ones that made sense for Texas.
Absolutely. And this approach, it saved them again during the Texas banking collapse. Now remember, this wasn't just a national thing. This hit Texas specifically, fueled by that oil crisis and the whole real estate market crashing down. While other banks were in way over their heads, Frost Bank, with their cautious lending and their deep understanding of the local market, well, they weathered that storm too.
Okay, so they definitely knew how to navigate the financial storms. But what about all those changes happening within the banking industry itself? We're talking about massive technological advancements during this time, right?
Yeah.
Did they jump on board or were they a little hesitant at first?
You know, that's where things get really interesting. They weren't afraid of progress, not at all. In fact, they were leading the charge. Take ATMs, for example. Late 70s, they were one of the very first banks in Texas to adopt them because they recognized that people wanted more convenient banking options.
If they knew technology wasn't some kind of threat, it was a way to do what they were already doing even better, which was serving their customers.
Exactly. And it didn't stop with ATMs. Online banking. They were early adopters there too. They saw how it could make banking even easier and more accessible for people. And remember, this was back when the internet was still pretty new for a lot of folks. But Frost Bank, they were ahead of the game. They knew digital was the future of banking.
And we can't forget about their mobile app, which consistently gets rave reviews. It's one thing to have an app. It's another to have one that actually works and people love. What's their secret sauce there?
It's all in the details. Take mobile check deposit, for instance. Back in the day, you had to physically go to a branch or an ATM, wait in line just to deposit a check. Frost made it so you could do it anywhere, anytime, right from your phone.
That's a game changer, especially in a state as big as Texas where people aren't always close to a branch.
Absolutely. And they didn't just stop there. They added all the bells and whistles, fingerprint login, face ID, you name it. Plus, they have those personalized alerts so you always know what's happening with your account.
It's like they're anticipating what customers need before they even realize they need it. That's impressive.
Yeah.
But with all this focus on tech, did they lose that personal touch they were known for? Did they go all cold and corporate?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Yeah. And the surprising answer is no. They've managed to balance the high tech with the high touch. They understand that technology is just a tool. At the end of the day, it's the people that matter most.
So how do they translate that into how they treat their customers?
Well, for one, they never abandon their branches. They know sometimes you just need to talk to an actual human being face to face. But it goes way beyond that. They've put a ton of energy into training their employees to provide top-notch customer service.
So those in-person interactions are just as important as the digital ones.
Absolutely. They empower their employees to go above and beyond for customers, to get ahead of problems, and to build relationships that aren't just about transactions.
So it's not just about what can I do for you today. It's about building those long-term connections.
You got it. They're invested in their customers' financial well-being, and it shows in everything they do.
Okay, so we've talked about their history, their commitment to customers, and how they embraced technology. But let's not forget their dedication to Texas itself. And I don't just mean their customer base.
Right. They're not just in Texas. They're a part of the fabric of Texas. It's in their DNA.
So how does that actually play out? It's more than just having branches all over the state,
yeah.
Right? How do they give back to those communities?
Well, they're incredibly active in supporting all kinds of nonprofits and community programs, education, healthcare, the arts, you name it. They're probably involved.
It's one thing to talk the talk, but they're putting their money where their mouth is.
Exactly. And it's not just about the money either. They encourage their employees to get involved too, with volunteer opportunities, matching gift programs, the whole nine yards.
So it's a real team effort to make a difference.
That's it. They get that a strong community means a strong customer base. But honestly, it goes even deeper than that. It's about being a responsible corporate citizen, about giving back to the state that's given them so much.
It's like this amazing cycle. They do well, Texas does well, and everyone benefits. Now, for our listeners who might be thinking about investing in Frostbank, what are some of the key financial indicators that catch your eye?
Well, for starters, their track record of profitability is pretty hard to ignore. We're talking consistent financial performance for decades, which means they've been able to pay out dividends to their shareholders like clockwork.
That kind of stability is like gold in the financial world,
yeah.
Which can be pretty unpredictable.
You said it. And it all goes back to their management style, conservative but effective. They don't take unnecessary risks. They focus on steady, sustainable growth.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, right?
Exactly. And they've definitely got the stamina. Another thing that stands out is their balance sheet, which is rock solid. They've got plenty of capital and liquidity, which means they're well equipped to handle any economic bumps in the road.
So they're not just surviving, they're thriving.
Right.
And they've been doing it for a long time.
That's right. They've been through a lot over the years. Ups and downs in the economy, you name it. And each time they come out stronger.
Looking at their history, they seem like a pretty safe bet, wouldn't you say?
Well, I can't give financial advice, but their track record definitely speaks for itself. They've consistently delivered for their shareholders.
It's clear that Frostbank's story is about more than just dollars and cents. It's about values. It's about people. And it's about being woven into the fabric of Texas. But before we get too sentimental, let's shift gears a bit and talk about what makes their leadership tick. What's the missing ingredient in their recipe for success?
That's a great question. Frostbank's leadership has been instrumental in shaping their culture and driving their achievements. One thing that really stands out is their emphasis on values-based leadership.
So it's more than just setting a good example from the top. It's about those values being a part of every decision, every level of the company.
Exactly. And that filters down. You know, it creates this environment where employees feel respected, where they're trusted to do what's right for the customer. Even if it means bending the rules a little, that kind of trust is hard to come by these days.
It's like that saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care, right? Sounds like Frostbank really gets that.
They do. And it shows in how happy their employees are. People want to work for a company that reflects their values, and that's what Frostbank offers.
It's a win-win all around. Happy employees, happy customers, good for business. But it goes beyond just what's happening inside the company, doesn't it? It's about how they approach their community involvement as well.
Absolutely. They're committed to Texas in a way that goes way beyond just setting up shop there. They're really active in supporting education, promoting financial literacy, investing in affordable housing. I mean, the list goes on and on.
It's like they're looking at the big picture, realizing that when the community thrives, everyone benefits, including businesses like Frostbank.
Exactly. It's not just about charity. It's about strategically investing in the future of Texas. They're creating this positive feedback loop where their success helps the community grow, which then fuels more success for them.
As we wrap up our deep dive here, it really strikes me how much we can learn from Frostbank's story. It goes way beyond just the banking world. It's about building something that lasts.
It really does. They've shown that you don't have to choose between profits and purpose, between innovating and sticking to your guns. It's about finding that balance, that sweet spot where everything works together.
It's about staying true to who you are while still being open to change. It's about recognizing that at the end of the day, a company is only as strong as the community it serves.
Well said. And, you know, it's a testament to their legacy that after 150 years, Frostbank is still going strong, a true Texas icon.
It's stories like this that give me hope. It shows that businesses can be a force for good in the world, that you can achieve amazing things by sticking to your principles, treating people right, and believing in something bigger than yourself. Until next time, keep diving deep.